2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
The Nightside Project. Finish the day happy, happy with Ethan Millard and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to The Nightside Project. I'm Ethan Millard here with Alex Keery. And boy, what can I say? Another episode down. People were really excited to get that last one, which I'll tell you, Alex, is gratifying.
Oh.
Helps me feel like we're not wasting our time here, right?
Well, I mean, we're both just technically at our offices, so it's not like we would have been some other place. I mean,
just to pull the
full curtain back, this isn't a lot of extra effort for us. I mean, no, that's not true. It does take away from the other work we're doing that we're actually getting paid for. But because I want to be clear, there's no extra money coming in from this, okay? So, but
you know what? Someday. You know what's going to happen?
It's not one day we'll make money off of this. What, we already made all the money we can off of this. Like,
we're paid
professionally for this for you know, 10 to 12 years. And
a dozen years of full-time employment.
Now it's a hobby, and we still use the same equipment. Look, they're letting us use this equipment for other people's enjoyment. So there you go.
So here's my thing is someone like Elon Musk is going to retweet our, going to get a hold of our podcast, retweet one of the episodes. It's going to change our lives.
Oh, yeah.
That's what happens.
So you're an investment guy. Mm-hmm. And the market's been, you know, hitting the toilet the last few days.
Yeah.
But for most people, that's like, who are like active investors, they actually kind of like that, I would assume. But I bought Tesla a while ago, like a long time ago.
Okay.
Like two shares, because that's all I could afford. And it's been doing well for me, but I'm always like, I hate the fact that it teeters like on a Willy Wonka type character who can just be a total weirdo and it'll ruin everything. You know, I was like,
no, Willy Wonka is actually a funny way to put it.
He pulls the strings back behind and he makes it look like he doesn't actually need you, actually need the money, because he doesn't. But I mean, he makes it sound like there's and there's nobody else doing what he's doing, and so there's this magic sauce thing, and that's what he is. He's freaking Willy Wonka on that.
But he's
constantly on that boat. You know the part of the movie on the boat where he's going through that tunnel and oddly enough, they're showing the
video of the deer slaughter or whatever.
and strangely enough, the boat is actually on autopilot, and so it actually makes even more sense. As I'm saying this. This metaphor is 100% accurate. So
I wonder if it's part of his business model.
No, I'm up like I want to say I'm up 90% in the last year and a half.
I think you could be proud of that. I think you'd be grateful for that.
Yeah, but handsome
return.
I know. Anyway, I'm not here to talk investments. Gosh, why'd you do that? Why would you rope me into that?
You brought it up. I didn't say a word about it. You brought it up.
You're like, can we talk a little bit more about investments? No, especially right now. I'm not going to sell right now. But I'm just saying that that's like one of the few things that I don't have just like a preset whatever on, because like my 401k has its own stuff. I don't even think about it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's the only thing.
But I have
I
have like some Google or Alphabet or whatever it is. I have some Alphabet and I have some Tesla. And I think Ford, you know, those are the only things I've been allowed. But at least Ford, I can be like, I own 10 shares. I bought it at $17.
It's a lot cheaper to buy. Yeah, a lot cheaper. Yeah. So
anyway,
hey, listen, I want to share a story with you.
Absolutely.
Since I know you don't like talking investments.
Hot investment
aside
talk.
Aside from constantly bringing them up. I want to tell you, I want to share a story with you.
Mm.
Cause as it was happening, I was like, I wish Alex were here to digest this.
Oh.
So I'm at the supermarket. I go to the supermarket near my house.
Right.
In the evening, it's late, you know, I'm probably in the last hour that they're open. So
it's one of those high end
roll
ones.
In there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Everything's gold plated.
Mm-hmm.
So I roll in there and, you know, grab the stuff and I'm with my daughter and I'm standing there at the self checkout. And, you know, there's always one guy who's running all the self checkouts right mm-hmm. there. There are several of these self checkouts. One guy standing there.
Yeah, they're spinning plates. They're spinning plates and basically coming over and making sure that even though the machine says you put extra things in the basket, he comes over and goes, "Sorry, let me reset that."
Sorry, the machine's dumb.
Right.
And so anyway, so I'm going through and he's in just this really intense conversation with a coworker and I'm not paying any attention to him, right? But I just noticed they're in kind of an intense conversation.
Yeah.
And so I'm going through, I had a couple of coupons. So I run the coupons okay. and then before you can pay, it makes you hand the coupons to the guy, right? So I scanned it in, everything's fine. So now before we move on, you got to give these to the clerk. So I motion to the guy, he comes over and he's just continues this conversation that he's having with his coworker. He turns to me and he says, "So how many coyotes do you think you could take?"
Coyotes?
Coyotes.
I mean take?
And for a minute,
you mean how many
I thought
could
about
you,
it.
Like, could you kill for a bounty?
Well, that's the thing is
what are you talking
for
about?
A minute
could
I thought
take?
About ignoring him.
Oh, is it like the argument of like, would you rather fight one horse-sized
chicken
duck,
or
right?
10 chicken-sized horses?
Right.
Yes. So he says, "So how many coyotes could you take?" And I think about ignoring them. I think,
coyotes.
I'll play along. He said, "Well, what are the terms?" He said, "No weapons, no tools, just your hands and fists."
Oh, that's tough.
And I thought, okay, all right. So a coyote's the size of a dog, basically, right? Kind of a large dog, wily dog.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. And then I said, "Well, how many?"
How many coyotes could you take?
Full pack.
He says he could take the full pack?
I'm asking him, what are the terms? So he says, he's asking me, how many coyotes can you take? No weapons,
okay.
No tools,
yeah.
Hands and fists only, and it's a whole pack. How many could you take?
Oh, so the assumption is you're probably going to die, but how many of them could you take down before you get out of there?
before you're dead.
Right.
And I was so stunned. I was so stunned.
So that was the intense conversation.
Just take these coupons.
That was the intense conversation he was having with his coworker.
Yes, right? He was into
That's
this.
Hilarious.
He was into this with his coworker,
That's
and then he
great.
Turns to be a complete and total stranger, and continues it. Now think about this. He asked me, a complete and total stranger, to speculate on how many wild animals that I could kill under these certain terms. It was a phenomenal moment.
Well, what was your answer? No one cares about the setup as long
zero.
As you.
I said zero. I said if it's
right.
a whole pack, I'm taking zero. Because they hunt in packs.
Yeah.
You're going to have them nipping. You're going to have them nipping at you.
No, there's some sharp teeth for sure.
And one of them's going to get you. When you turn to swing at one, the other one's going to get you by the ankle. And by the time you turn around to swing at him, he's going to be off your ankle and another one's going to be on your neck.
Did he
you're
say,
not going to get any of them.
Did he say there was a number that he thought he could kill? Because he's
yeah.
lying, whatever he thought. What did he say?
He's a giant liar. Well, no, I don't know if he's a liar. I think he just doesn't have life
he's
experience.
He's overconfident. Yeah, yeah. Was he 19?
Three.
He said three?
He said three.
I could get
so he's
one.
He's really thought about it.
I could get one.
You could.
Yep.
You
I could get
so?
One before I died. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No,
how?
I would die to be certain. They're small. Coyotes are small. So, and you know how my hands are pretty meaty.
Yeah.
I would get.
Just
I would
shove
get,
it down his throat?
No, I would
just
get.
Just let him swallow.
No,
just
but
let
like,
him swallow
I would
fist
get and... one. I would get a hold of one, and I would, and I'd get be able to get one.
You think so?
Even if the other ones are nipping at me, that would be my goal is I don't care. I'm going to pick out – I'll do like a prison thing. I'll pick out the one that's mm-hmm. big, and I'm gonna show the other ones that I mean business. If you kill the pack leader, maybe you could get there.
Do you become the pack leader?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what?
Yeah,
you
then
know
they
what?
Start
it's
following
strategy.
Me around.
It's a strategy.
They start following me around, dude.
How many coyotes could you take out? Send us a text, 57500.
send it. You know what? Send it to Dave and Dujanovic, just with no context. I could probably take
coyotes?
Out. I could probably take out three or four coyotes. And if they're like, "What is this?" That's what I want. I want them to have no idea what people are referring to. Can we please make this happen? Like, that's all I want. This is like, oh yeah, what's going on?
I just didn't know what to think about all that. Yeah. It was. It was a phenomenal moment at the Smiths.
It was the Smiths, huh? I knew it.
Oh, yeah. So there's Smiths right by my house.
You didn't have to say it. I knew it.
Well, how far do you think I'm going to drive to get groceries? I'm going to drive past Smith's to another store? Just like Smith's, but farther?
I'm just telling you, man. You go
with what's closest, right?
You would have been, I think you could, and I think you're selling yourself short. You could have gotten one, but you're already dead.
I've gamed it a lot. I told you how it would work. I would get one to grab my ankle when I was kind of warding them away. One would grab my ankle. I'd turn around and swing at it.
There'd be some.
As soon as I turned around on it,
swing at it. You can't punch. What you've got to do is grab by the scruff of the neck, because that's the only place that they can't.
At what point are you going to grab by the scruff of the neck? This is what's going to happen. No, you got to listen to me.
No, they're furiously moving around, but you could get one. You could grab one. It's not like a cartoon. It's not a fluid group that's just going to totally overtake you. And you're going to drown in them. It's not going to be like that. You're going to get one or two before they start. And look, that first one that you're able to take down, I'm assuming I would either get my hands around the coyote throat, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or I'd throw down hard, to the point on the cement that it would be a yelp situation. You know what I mean? And when other coyotes start yelping, then the other ones don't, take courage. They start to freak out a little bit. It's like when you watch those bear videos and there's a yappy dog. At the very least, you could be a yappy dog and they could be the scared bear, you know?
You know, so this is what we should do. You should come with me to the Smiths, because this is a guy that you should meet. I think you guys would really get along. I think you two would really get along.
I could take one.
You know, there are a couple of great, great outdoorsmen.
Hey, listen.
Like you and this guy.
I'm glad we had this talk.
You guys could go out camping.
This is a very Nightside conversation. Hey, I did want to bring up a classic Nightside conversation, because Prime, Amazon Prime, the streaming service, currently has all of the Mission Impossibles on it.
Okay? Oh, do they really?
Yes. And it's not like the rent. It's not the rent to watch ones, because I get fooled by the movies where they go, oh, yeah, click on me. You can watch me, and then it's all rent me. You know, and I'm like, no, I'm not going to spend $4 to rent this right now. But I think at least the first three or four are right now streaming and free. And I just and my wife and I are watching number two last night. And number two of the Mission Impossibles is true to its name. It is a big stinker, number two. Because they jumped the shark with the pulling the mask off the face thing so much. Everybody's pulling masks off of themselves, okay?
Is the number two the one with the motorcycles?
Yes! It's
okay,
so
all right,
stupid.
Then I would agree with you.
And at the end,
that is the weakest one.
Just because I will say, because it was just that Tom Cruise is so obviously just going, dude, I can ride motorcycles. Let's do a full long scene with me doing the motorcycle thing. And then he's all, I can do Kung Fu. Let me do a full 4.5 minutes of Kung Fu.
All right. Now and you're just jealous of Tom Cruise.
He's doing the long hair thing. That's the long hair episode of the.
You're right. The second one is the weakest one of all of them.
It's terrible.
You're right about that. I'm not going to contest
that. And I could not convince Colin. I couldn't convince her. I was like, let's keep watching. She's like, this has gotten so stupid. And I was like, I know, and it is. And there was this weird and the villain is like this. I think this guy with an Irish or Scottish accent, and at some point they kind of reference that they had worked together. He impersonates Tom Cruise at the beginning on the plane, and he does the mask pull off, the mask reveal. They do the mask reveal 10 times in the movie last night, and I was like, no, they can't keep doing this. And I had
But that's a feature in all the Mission Impossible.
I know, but at some point they're chasing each other. You remember at the end they're chasing each other, and they find time to do a full mask situation to be able to put on and fool, the bad guy. But they have this weird undertone where he goes, "Yeah, and you really love getting your rocks off." They basically bring up that he's addicted to sex, and that's his big weakness. The other guy, the bad guy, that was his villain weakness. They were like, he just keeps
I'll have to
bringing
go back it. And watch
yeah,
this.
It's a really dumb. 96 with John Voight, that's a little bit much. But number
no,
two,
but that one,
I
that
forgot.
One's classic. That
it's
one's,
classic.
That one's a classic.
It is, because it establishes a lot of the stuff that you're like, yes,
and,
I can get into this.
And it's a great story.
There was
great
not enough
too,
espionage in number two. Not enough espionage. And I just
didn't like that. I just didn't like that motorcycle scene.
The motorcycle scene, yes. And then the beach when they go, and when they run, they come together and jump onto each other. And then, yeah, and the beach scene where he's fighting him for so long. But the ladies.
And when they're on the beach with the motorcycles and the motorcycle tires turn into the knobby dirt bike tires.
No, at that point they crashed the motorcycles. Then they were just fighting full on. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring up that it was that Tom Cruise. My thing still stands. I'm trying to give him a chance all these years later, and I watched Mission Impossible 2 last night, and it's hard to stomach. It's a really bad movie.
But you've seen the recent Mission Impossible,
yeah.
Right?
They're good.
So then you know what's up. So you know that one with the nuclear weapons and these guys are trying to explode the nuclear weapons and Tom Cruise has to stop them, and he's got the helicopter.
There's a helicopter in every one of them. There's a helicopter.
But there's one.
I don't remember.
You know what I'm talking about. The one where he flies the helicopter.
I can't remember all of
that. He actually flew
that. I'm sure he did. And this is the part of the thing is that you're watching it and you're going, this is a movie that is featuring a guy who is putting himself in all of his own stunts to show off. That was and then they were like, and we'll write the movie based around those things that he wants to do his stunts
Why can't you just be impressed that he can do all these things? Why do you have to be down on him? Oh, look at this guy. He's an expert on this, too.
He's not an expert. That's the thing is he's not an expert. It was like the jump-kicking stuff on the beach. Again, he decides not to kill the guy but ends up killing the guy. And, you know, but this lady needs this, you know, this injection of the whatever to be able to stay alive. But he takes, like, extra – instead of killing the guy, he wants to fight him for 4.5 minutes to show off on the beach. If I'm her, I'm going, that's a red flag. Like, you're all about you.
Yeah.
You're all about you.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I'm just saying, stream it on Amazon. You can stream it on Amazon right now.
I should go back and watch all of them because for a long time you haven't been able to watch all of them in one place.
No, and they're bad. Yeah, they're bad.
There's always like one missing.
You know, and there might be that case. They might try to get me on the fourth one where they go, "Oh, now it's time for you to buy it," or they'll do the one where four you can stream, but three you can't. You have to rent three because that's how they get you.
I'll go look it up.
Yeah, just go find
it. Hey,
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
I've got a Zen headline.
Oh, you do?
Want to do a Zen headline?
I think I've got the music here. Yeah, let's fire it up here. If I've got the music right here. There you go. Yeah. Look at that.
So I got this one from Ryan. This is 2 weeks in a row I've gotten a Zen headline from Ryan. I wonder if he's listened yet.
I don't know. You should start using other people. I mean, Ryan's good.
Well, it's just Ryan's consistent. Ryan's consistent.
We'll just
see.
Ryan volunteered to be an intern.
Yeah.
Bonneville's not taking interns, though, for the time being.
Even free ones?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound like Bonneville.
Well, they just won't let them in the building. You could be an intern or just at home. You know what? Everybody's an intern. Everybody can be an intern. Send us story ideas. And then ask Ethan for class credit at the end of everything. see if he'll dish it out.
All right. Here it is. So, Zen Headline came. This was via Twitter. Use the hashtag Zen Headlines. Brian DeLello is a teacher and head football coach at Bethel Park High School in Bethel Park. Do you know where Bethel Park is?
Is it in Pennsylvania?
Yeah, it's Pennsylvania. Good job. Well done. So Brian DeLello, he is the head football coach, and he posted on Twitter because they've had some really terrible weather out there in the East. Just really, really terrible weather. He posted this on Twitter this week. Due to expected severe weather, Monday's weightlifting workout has been canceled. Find an elderly or disabled neighbor and shovel their driveway. Don't accept any money. That's
cool.
Our Monday workout. Send out the whole team into the neighborhood to clear snow. Isn't that cool?
Do it with your shirt off, too. Really give those older ladies like a nice kick of feeling good about themselves.
Yeah. I thought that was really
dress
cool.
Up as a fireman.
Simple gesture, but
dress up as a fireman with the shirt off, but with the helmet on. Shovel the driveways, boom.
Brian, if I were Brian, I would have done the same thing. I would just have said, "Start at my house."
Monday workout is here's my address, and then work your way away from my house. Oh, that's a good story. That is good. And you know what? That's a reminder, too, that my kids, because we had some snow. We had like 2 or 3 inches in my house last night. And I always try to get my kids out and shoveling. And they just will not freaking do it. And I'm like, get out there. Let's go. And they do it for 2 seconds, but they're so bad at it. Mm-hmm. I have no patience. I'm like, terrible technique. Get out of here.
I'll just do it. That's one of the nice things about having my kids grown up is that they are more able to do things like that. So my kids are pretty good at clearing the snow on the walks.
Yeah. No, my oldest.
Of course, my sons are 16 and 14. So,
yeah.
You know,
what's weird?
I would expect them to. But
remember the summer of love that you and I both had kids. What's wild is that within 9 days of each other, our wives had children, and those kids are turning 12 this year. That's what's wild.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Those kids are turning 12.
My little itty bitty teeny tiny baby girl, she's going to be 12. I still remember that meeting, Alex. I still remember that meeting where we told Kevin that you and I would be out on maternity leave
at the same time. Yeah. This is a lie. He's like, this is a lie. But that was back when he really didn't trust us. Like, so he was like, and then he even like went as far as to, I think he really thought that we planned it. Like we called each other. We're like, hey, let's figure this thing out.
How would you plan that?
I think we know, but at the same time, well, why would you plan that?
Then we could both
take that time off, man. Yes. It's like so stupid. It wasn't the summer, so they could at least throw some best ofs on the air. Be fine. Ethan, sad celebrity deaths today. I know I told you about Meatloaf. Did you know? This is actually going to make you pretty sad. Louis Anderson of Baskets died today.
I saw that just like an hour ago.
And it's way bummed out. And here's the thing, too. In my mind, I guess he was maybe 80 years old.
Younger.
He's only 68. He's only 68.
I thought he was younger than that.
I'm 68 years old. Meatloaf passed away 74 years old today. So two pillars of the entertainment industry? Question mark? Come on, he would do anything for love, but he won't do that thing. You know what he's talking about?
Won't do that. although I was listening on the radio today, and in tribute they played 2 out of 3 Ain't Bad.
Yeah,
I hadn't heard that song.
That's a good song.
Meatloaf, it's cool. I liked it a lot.
Meatloaf and I are kind of kindred spirits. He grew up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, where I spent a lot of time. He also has the same weird congenital heart defect that I was born with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Wolf Parkinson's White Syndrome. He didn't get it fixed, though, early like
you
I did.
You got it fixed.
Had a million collapses on stage, and they're like, what's this guy's problem? And they just thought it was heart attacks, but it was a heart arrhythmia issue. Yeah, I had mine fixed. So there you go. Meatloaf, Louis Anderson pass away. Those are your...
Yeah, that's hard.
I mean, that's not a Zen headline, but those are two guys that made me... Baskets is amazing. And then... And Louis Anderson also was... underrated host of Family Feud for a long time there, too. So, but can I bring up one thing?
It's here.
Salt Lake City Mayor
Mendenhall.
Lisa Mendenhall. Why am I spacing on her first name? So,
just Mayor.
Aaron Mendenhall.
Aaron Mendenhall.
So I saw this thing. So they sent a press release out. You know how we always get when you're in the media and you want it, you don't want to get these emails anymore. I have said so many times, like, take me off this list. And because I have nothing to do with like hard news, and I don't really care. And I'm not and I don't live in Salt Lake City anymore. So I really don't care. Yeah. But they sent a press release out and was like, Aaron Mendenhall, this is like 2 days ago, Aaron Mendenhall to address her 2021 report card. City report card. And I thought, oh, interesting. And she said, I'm willing to give myself an A this year. And I thought, that's an amazing.
Well, Alex, when was the last time you didn't give yourself an A on a report card?
That's the thing is that, I mean, think about who you're reporting
to. How do you think you did, Alex? I think I did great.
That's the thing is, who are you reporting to? You're reporting to, you know, the citizens of Salt Lake. And you know, they're the ones paying your... They're the ones paying you off, and so for me, I don't know. It was just a funny thing that she was like, "I'm willing to give myself an A this year," and I thought that okay, all right, I guess so. But we can't do that.
I gave myself an A for 2021.
I just think that she's like, despite all the things that the city went through, I think this time I'm willing to give us an A, she said, standing outside of her office at the city county building in Salt Lake City. We had 141 goals outlined across the aspects of the city, of the city, and we were able to mark at least two-thirds of those complete.
Oh, well, now that's not
now,
an A.
See, that's the problem.
Two-thirds
is a D+.
Is a D+?
That's it.
Oh, right.
I mean, that's why you didn't.
So now we have data. It's just an opinion. Well, yeah, we always give ourselves an A.
I mean,
but if she's going to go off of a list.
Unless she's doing the whole math. We shot for the moon, but we landed in the stars. Maybe that's what she's doing. You know?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe
she's grading on a curve. Is there a curve? Like, is she roping in Centerville and
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
West Valley?
There are a lot of cities that get a lot of I mean, mayors are going to get criticized in Utah, but Salt Lake City, most scrutiny for, certainly by any by all stretches of measurement. But Erin Mendenhall gives herself an A. So there you go.
Can I bring up one other thing?
Absolutely.
Speaking of other cities,
yeah.
Did you see what Centerville is getting? I'm bringing this up because it's within striking distance of
you. Yeah, it is.
This can be part of your life.
What are they getting? Like the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile? Well, I don't know.
Nope.
What are they getting?
The second ever location of Banbury Cross Donuts.
Oh, are you kidding?
No,
okay. Why did you wait the entire freaking show to say this? This is the only important news that we've done today. Ethan, are you kidding me?
It is a big deal, isn't it?
Hold on. I'm shook. Ethan, I make the trip once a month to 7th East in Salt Lake City for Banbury Cross Donuts. Where the heck? When?
Right on Parrish Lane. The sign's up. I saw it.
Are you kidding me? I cannot wait.
I saw it online. I saw a picture
online. I'm looking at their Facebook page right now. I'm looking at their Facebook page right now because I am friends with them on Facebook.
You guys close? You guys pretty close?
Oh, man. I just am. And then this
is on Parrish Lane,
here's
right?
My favorite.
I think I'm right.
I don't know. I think I actually have seen that building going up, and I just didn't even look and see what it was, what they were building. Oh, my goodness.
Because that's close to you, isn't it?
Oh, it's that's 8 minutes from me, yeah. Yeah, like that's an easy one, man. The problem with this is going to be I won't be able to go for 2 years. Because the line's going to be, because that's what we do in Utah.
Oh.
We kill a business with kindness and love.
Well, but here's the thing.
Though.
I don't think that's going to be the problem because this is not a national chain.
Yeah, but no. Yeah.
If it were like world renowned, if it were like national chain Banbury Cross Donuts opening their first store ever in Salt Lake.
Wow.
Then yeah, but this is just a little Salt Lake donut shop to throw up a second location. I think it'll be good.
I'm getting teary eyed over this thing. I'm absolutely shook, and this made my day. Made my day.
Well, I'm glad. I should have saved that for the Zen headline.
I know. Gosh, this song sucks. I'm not playing it. Here we go. There's an old school classic.
I remember when we first incorporated that into the show
yeah.
a long time ago.
Yeah. I mean, I just have the thing up that says Nightside Bumper, so here we go. Millard, do you have a good time today?
Yeah, it was great. Thank you.
Thanks for hanging out. For Ethan Millard, I'm Alex Keery. We'll be back every week with episodes that drop every Monday right here, wherever your podcasts are found. For Ethan, I'm Alex. See you next time, everybody.
Two years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.